Hello, my name is Natalie Silverman and I host the Fertility Podcast, and I've been working with Surrogacy UK to give you a real understanding of what the surrogacy journey is all about. So you're going to hear a whole series of podcasts, and I would suggest that you do listen to them in order. However, if you want to dip around, feel free. They will all be self-explanatory, but we are trying to take you on a bit of a journey. We have another birth story for you now. This is with Kat and Janine, another of our surrogates that you heard in the roundtable. And what you will discover here is a wonderful friendship amongst a lovely journey that the team all went on.
We didn't know anything about surrogacy and we didn't even know if it was legal to start with. But having found the website and it looking quite professional and then the friendship first ethos resonating with us, we thought the first thing to do was to go along and meet some people and just get a feel for it. And it was weird to start with. You kind of feel like you're joining some kind of cult or something. But that kind of goes out the window as soon as you meet people and realise, actually, these are all really lovely, normal people with normal everyday lives, all here for the same reason. Kind of relaxed into it quite quickly. But it took us quite a while. We knew it would. We had Lucy already and we already felt so lucky to have her. But it was just that question in our minds of whether we would be able to complete our family and use the embryos that we already had.
So how did you decide to move forward with Janine, your surrogate?
I'd known Janine for a while anyway. She was teamed with another couple and unfortunately it didn't pan out for them. But I think that made our friendship a bit more real because there was no pressure there. There was no intention from either side. And we just got along really well pre there ever being the chance that they might help us. And then when she became available as a surrogate and approached us, I was surprised because I thought she would want to help start a family, not complete it. But I knew instantly when we got that call that it was going to be an absolute dream because we'd loved her to bits already. So and then the boys met our partners and they were like two peas in a pod, and the kids hit it off instantly. So it felt fantastic from the word go, and it always has and still does. So very lucky.
I've really enjoyed hearing about the men bonding.
Yeah.
Nice. There's been quite a few bromances by the sounds of it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's lovely when that happens because it becomes so much more than just about the surrogacy. It's such a huge thing, the friendship and the friends for life that we've gained. We were so grateful for.
During her being pregnant, was it how you'd imagined?
Easier, if anything, than I thought it would be. I'd fully come to terms with the fact that I wouldn't carry again. And because we'd formed such a close bond, I just couldn't imagine doing it any other way. You know, she was fantastic with us and we were at all the appointments. She would often message and say, "Your baby's kicking me," and or "keeping me awake," or whatever it might be. And she kept us fully in the loop. So we felt as much a part of the pregnancy as we possibly could. And we saw them regularly, every few weeks, despite there being over 100 miles between us. We would see them either on a social or a medical necessity. But yeah, it was a wonderful experience. I really loved every second of it.
And obviously, as a woman having given birth, you were fully aware of what she was going to be doing for you, unlike some other women working with a surrogate who might not have been able to carry.
So that absolutely
point, when you found out that she'd gone into labour, where were you? How did you feel?
Well, I think because you've got less control over the pregnancy, or not that you have it when you're carrying, but I think I was in a little bit of a frenzy. I definitely was nesting still in the run-up to the birth, and I was running through various lists of things that needed to be ready. I could not have been any more prepared, and yet when the call came, I completely lost it. Like, I had absolutely no idea what to do. I ran around like a headless chicken, kind of part excitement, part nerves, part complete disbelief that this was actually happening. And we were close by, we'd moved to be nearer, and we managed to find what we called the hideout that we stayed a few weeks prior. And I think we'd all kind of given up hope that she was going to go into labour by herself. It was kind of what we wanted, but we'd had a section booked if that wasn't going to happen. And as the date got closer, we kind of had all resigned ourselves to the fact that we were going to be going into a planned cesarean. So when her waters broke, I think the excitement that it might all go the way we'd kind of hoped was just too much. And yeah, I just panicked and ran around screaming and didn't really know what to do. Pretty useless birthing partner, to be honest.
I think you got an insight into how partners feel when women go into
absolutely
labour, from what you've heard.
On so many levels, yeah, absolutely, I did, yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of empathy for them now that I might perhaps didn't have before.
So just talk me through your feelings as you were approaching the hospital.
Oh, it was so surreal. I was nervous because I've become so fond of Janine, and it was like seeing someone that you really care for going through something so huge that's about to happen, and you're nervous for them and you're just thinking, please, nothing go wrong, please be okay, please be okay. And then so excited to meet our baby and see her face for the first time, and what did she look like was the kind of thing that we were all kind of holding on to and couldn't wait to see her face. But yeah, excitement, nerves, yeah.
Who was in the room with Janine?
Well, unfortunately, after 24 hours, Janine's labour didn't establish, so we did actually end up having to have the section, and we'd pre-agreed that if it wasn't an emergency, then I would be in there with Janine. So I was in theatre right next to Janine holding her hand, and yeah, I think that was the moment when it really hit me what we were doing, and I was completely overwhelmed with, you know, love and fear, and just couldn't believe that somebody would be there for us on that table and having quite major surgery for us to be able to complete our family. It was overwhelming. The selflessness of it all was just too much. But then I was trying to be strong for Janine as well and be her birthing partner, so I was trying to hold that all in, and she knew it was there, but she was watching me intently, and she couldn't wait to see us meet her. So
because having spoken with Janine, I know she'd said that you were seemingly more concerned with her than going
yeah.
to meet your baby. And she was trying to not get rid of you, but
I know.
Shrug you off her.
Yeah, she was. When Ella was born, we were kind of both, I think she was fixated on my face as I was just staring at her in complete disbelief at the kind of Lion King moment as she was held up above us. And then when the nurse kind of beckoned me over to come and see her at the side of the room, it was just so torn, because I obviously wanted to go and see her, but I didn't want to leave Janine's side at the same time. So, but yeah, she did encourage me to go over, and I'm glad I did. I got to cut the cord, and it was wonderful, really.
An amazing yeah. thing. I don't think there's yeah. any women that get to cut the cord of their baby.
No, it's really, really a huge privilege, and I guess a lovely moment where her care is transitioned to me, and yeah, it was really wonderful.
So where was your partner at this point?
So he was outside in the kind of side room waiting for us. They were meeting us in recovery. That was the plan. And as I recall, Ben was clearly nervous, but being strong and getting through it by doing press-ups. I think he was actually just on the floor pressing up a lot.
Which is your partner or Janine's?
That's Janine's husband. And
press-ups.
Chris, yeah, and Chris is being absolutely inappropriate with jokes, as he always is in those situations. They're fantastic. I couldn't imagine of them not having each other. If they hadn't, it would have been quite a different scenario, but I knew that they were going to be all right with each other.
Did your other half talk about that bond that he'd formed with Ben?
He does talk about it, yeah, from time to time. And he's, I think, so grateful that he got that, that we all got that opportunity to have such a fantastic journey with people that we would have been friends with in any case, and we wouldn't have met them otherwise. I think he considers Ben one of his closest friends now. That's really lovely.
So you got your baby, you've got Ella.
Yep, yep.
You go home. What's the first thing that happens when you get home?
I think she's still got these adorable cheeks. They're just gorgeous. And I think I just sat with her and just kissed them a lot, and still do. And I'm sure it gets on her nerves, but yeah, she's irresistible. So can't help myself. We hadn't had much time as a four until that time, so we spent a lot of time as a four, and I watched Chris get to know her, and big sister wanting to do all the duties. I became a little bit redundant for a few days while she tried to do everything. She wanted to be involved with nappies and feeding and cuddles, and which was lovely, and yeah, just watched it kind of evolve.
As far as any advice that you would offer to future IPs from your experience, and I think it's interesting that you've come from the perspective of having been able to carry, and then this is, as you call it, to complete your family rather than start your family.
Yeah.
If people didn't maybe realise that that was another route, if they were having maybe secondary infertility, what advice mm-hmm. would you give to anybody who's found that surrogacy is probably going to be the route they're going to take?
I would say don't give up on your dream, because it can be done. It's not as sensational as some of the media make out it to be. It can be a really enriching experience for everybody involved. The children have seen the act of kindness that's completed our family, and they'll carry that with them for the rest of their lives. And it's the impact around the whole of the kind of ripple effects to the whole family and friends that have seen us have such a wonderful experience. I would say it's there's a lot of negativity out there, but what you don't hear about as often is the wonderful side of it. It's been amazing, and I would absolutely go for it and get the support of a good agency like Surrogacy UK. They've got a lot of experience. There's so much support, you know, every step of the way, and have fun along the way, because we certainly did, and it's been an experience of a lifetime.
And I know from talking with Janine, she talks about that lifelong friendship that she has and hopes to continue and to be a part of Ella's life in the future. I mean, is that something that there's any concern about how you'd explain that in the future to Ella?
No, I think children are so accepting, and it's something that we plan to be open with from day dot. So children are way more accepting than adults, and I think that we'll always teach them that kind of the love and kindness and trust and friendship that she's come from is kind of the values that we want her to grow up with anyway. So I hope that she'll embrace that and always feel as special as she is, really.
That's lovely, lovely sentiment. And was there any confusion with your older daughter about why mummy couldn't have another baby?
No, initially I told her mummy's tummy was broken, which wasn't quite the truth. But we did, you know, as time goes by and she can understand more, she's learning more about really why. But she doesn't question it now that Ella's here. And often she'll say, I'm so lucky to have a sister, and I'm so grateful to Janine and her family for doing that for us. So then I know she's going to be fine with it, because, yeah, she knows how lucky she is.
Kat, thank you so much. It's been lovely talking to you.
No worries.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Hi, I'm Janine, and I am Catherine's surrogate.
Janine, I'm keen to know whether you knew that Kat was surprised when you offered to be her surrogate.
She told me she was surprised. I don't think she was, because we'd been talking for a little while. We had lots in common. And we just got on really well, like just friends do when you first start chatting.
Because Kat talked about how the pair of you had a pretty close bond from a friendship that had developed before you decided to go on this journey together. Did you feel that added any pressure with you as you had this kind of emotional connection?
Obviously, you always want it to go the right way. And the whole process for me was I always wanted to do it for a friend. So I think whatever situation it was going to be, as a surrogate, we put pressure on ourselves anyway. The most pressure I felt was when Kat's had her egg collection and it didn't work. You know, I wouldn't say it was pressure. I'd say it was more, you know, I didn't want our journey to end. I wanted them to have a child. And I think they kind of saw that was the end of it, when she didn't produce any more eggs that were able to be used. So for me, I think that was the point that was the most pressure on the whole team, if that makes sense.
And what happened after that?
I then had a lengthy conversation with my husband and made sure our family was okay with it, and then offered to do straight surrogacy, which is that I offered to use my eggs. And for me, it was actually the progression of our journey that it was something that was going to happen if it needed to. Just a natural step for me to offer that.
Did your husband feel okay with it?
Oh, totally, yeah. I think when we started out looking at surrogacy, straight surrogacy was a no-no for both of us. But as it went on, and obviously the friendship you build between surrogates and IPs, yeah, like I say, it's just a natural progression for him as well as for me.
Now, I know that you were in touch with Kat a lot, messaging her when the baby was kicking, and you saw each other regularly, as she described, either socially or medically. That whole relationship sounds like it just grew from strength to strength. And I know, because we've talked before, the whole birthing experience for you and for Kat was pretty special, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And I love, you know, you saying how you had Prizer off you to go and see her baby.
Yeah, Kat's very thoughtful. She thinks of everybody before herself. And yeah, she was with me and she was holding my hand and kind of going through the whole emotions. And I know that she was desperate to go and see her baby, but she was also desperate to stay with me. And it was obviously a difficult thing for her to do, but I was like, you know, I'm fine. Just go see your baby. You'll be back in a minute. And she was. So, you know, she got to see her baby and then come back. She came back and sat with me, and Ella was tucked inside of her clothes, so they had skin to skin. And it was just really nice to be able to see that.
And your relationship has continued to go from strength to strength since, hasn't it?
We see each other a lot still, maybe not as much as we used to because obviously we don't have the medical appointments to go to, but yeah, we see each other once or twice a month generally, which is really nice, whether it's a weekend together, a day trip together, or a holiday. Yeah, it's different now, obviously, because we haven't got all the medical stuff in it, but it makes it more like normal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that you holiday together. What a special bond.
Yeah, I love it. It's great to watch them.
And this was your first successful surrogacy journey, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
And as far as any future plans to be a surrogate, where are you on that?
That's a no. I don't plan to be a surrogate again. You know, never say never, but medically having three C-sections is probably enough. And I can help out in other ways. You know, I've done egg donation before and I'm just in the process of egg donation again. So there's other ways to help. And hopefully I can help in Surrogacy UK as well.
And what advice would you give to anybody thinking about following in your footsteps?
Oh, do it. If you've got a little tiny glimpse into wanting to help create a family and be a surrogate, then research, obviously, as much as you possibly can, but do it. It's amazing. If you find the right team, I think it's amazing. So, yeah, take your time and do it.
You're kind of being involved with Surrogacy UK, were they the first place that you went when you decided to become a surrogate?
Yeah, they were the ones that popped up and grabbed my attention really when I googled surrogacy. So their friendship ethos grabbed me. I kind of went with it really. They're all lovely, and being part of that community is fab.
And what made you Google becoming a surrogate in the first place?
A couple of reasons. I googled surrogacy because it took me a little while to conceive my first child, and also I have a few friends that have fertility issues, so that kind of got me thinking about it. And I remember having conversations with my friends about egg donation, like would you be able to do it? And then, you know, that would progress on to surrogacy, and I'm like, yeah, I could do that. No problem at all. Whereas they were all like, no. And yeah, and it just kind of triggered something in my head and thought, if I can, why not?
And the rest, as they say, is history in the form of Ella.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, Janine. Well, look, it's been lovely catching up.
Okay, fabulous.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Another brilliant insight into a surrogacy journey from Kat and Janine. And as we've mentioned before, if you would like to know more about Surrogacy UK and their Friendship First ethos, whether you're an intended parent or as a surrogate, all the details you need are at surrogacyuk.org.